need to make a motion. We normally do, and then I read it. So good to read it, and then we'll vote on it. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ025-021 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Bo and Ashton DeJager for a parcel located at 217 State Highway 160, Branson Moe, parcel number 06-7.0-26-000-000-027.000 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to R3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of approval of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
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 You get a second on that?
Yeah, we didn't get a motion. So I read it. I guess we need to get a second for that.
Did I make the motion or you made the motion?
Well, normally somebody makes the recommendation for a motion, then I read it and get a second.
So I did that.
Okay. And I've read it, so now we need a second?
Second.
Got a second? Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Board.
So next week, October 21st.
Tuesday, 9 a.m.
Okay, we're going to move on to the second rezone, which is 2025-022. Bee Creek Poolside Retreat LLC.
Don't mind, give me just a second to get to it on the maps. Case number 2025-022, owner Bee Creek Poolside Retreat, LLC, and Bee Creek Estates, LLC. The subject property is at 1394 and 1364 Bee Creek Road, Branson, Missouri, Branson Township, Section 21, Township 23, Range 21. The request. Bee Creek Pool Retreat LLC and Bee Creek Estates is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of two parcels, number 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.001 and the second parcel, 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.000, located at 1394 and 1364 Heat Creek Road. This is going to be familiar. You guys have seen this before. The existing property is owned by Bee Creek Poolside Retreat and is zoned NR1 Single Family Nightly Rental District. And the property owned to the south is Bee Creek Estates LLC, is zoned R1 Single Family. The rezone request is for Lot 1 to R1 Single Family Residential of all Lot 2 to NR1 Single Family. So a little complicated to read out. You know, there is Taney County Regional Sewer on Bee Creek, and Water District Number 3 will be the provider there. According to the assessor, 16.5 acres. I think once we see the map, you'll have a better understanding of what this is. This is kind of a common sense transaction in my mind. So this is 65 Bee Creek down here. Branson's just down to my south. You go out on Bee Creek and go up across Crawford's Automotive and stuff is right up here. So we're right there. You guys have seen the property to the south here a few times for some different requests.
And what did that ended up R1?
It did. The commission gave it an R1. Yeah. I think this will make a little more sense when you see it and the bigger picture of what's going on here. So part of the property is Bee Creek here, Poolside Retreat. And if you can see, it's not very noticeable in this picture, but we'll see it. The property line is actually, the driveway is not in the property line, and they're wanting to gather that access. They're doing a little swap of land front and back. I'll show you a little closer. There's the other one that you guys have seen before that was zoned R1. There's Poolside and Bee Creek Estates. So here it is. I kind of tried to draw it in. They're trying to move this line, and I went the wrong way now that I looked at it. It's going to go a little further and a little different that way, and they're just going to swap this land so they have access to their driveway. This is after it was created. So you can see it right here. They're moving this down to get their driveway completely on this side, and they're giving them this little swap, which is pretty much a complete swap of land at the same amount. The reason they're coming in front of you is because of the two zoning changes. You got the R1 and the nightly rental. You can't do, I wouldn't let them pull the plat through with two different zones on the lots. So now they have to get permission. And at the same time, I'm going to bring the plat through tomorrow if you guys grant it. So it can be approved.
So it's currently where the home is at is in R1 already?
Yeah. Let me back out of this. Take you over to that. See, R1 here, R1 here. They're swapping this little bit of property here. They're going to get this line more over here. They're going to give them a little bit in the back to make all that work out evenly. But you can't record a plat with two different zonings in the same lot. So that's why I brought it in front of you guys, so you can clean this up, so we can approve the plat change.
Yeah. Before we bring the applicant up on this one, is there anyone that signed up to speak on this or came here to learn more information about this application specifically? No? I would have bet $20 that would have
been. We had a lot of calls. We explained it was just a land swap. That, 10 feet going to nothing on both sides. It kind of went away real fast.
Well, the driveway got on the wrong property at some point in time, so this is housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Motion to approve. About that. Second.
Do we want the applicant to come up at all to make it official? Or?
If you want.
Where's the applicant at? Did they show up? Why don't you come on up, say your name, and wave to us or something like that to make
it. My name is Randy Rainier. When I bought that property 14 years ago, we were living on it, and the gentleman, his family had owned that property for over 100 years. He had a house there, Mr. Cook. He told me, and so did the realtor, that the big tree right there, that the property line was just on the right side of that big tree. So no big deal. I could get in and out of there all the time. Well, then he passed away. The family sold it to Mr. Cope, who you guys have worked with as far as rezoning and all that.
Yeah.
When he pulled his survey plot, it actually comes in the line. If you see that little punch out where the asphalt quits into the gravel, there's a little circle. That property line's about a foot over into the gravel road, and it travels down on the left side of even the farther tree. Travels down there, and then down toward the bottom of that hill, it makes about a 23-degree angle back south into his property. So the problem was, too, which he's being kind enough to put the fence up like he said he would through all of this litigation with him. But when he puts the fence up, if the property line sits there, I can't get a truck and trailer to the shop down below it to turn around. So he's been very good about saying, well, let's just move those two lines. So he's turned around and already approved, and I think Amber in the planning and zoning got his sign off that he's okay with it, to move that property line over to that big tree, which is right at about 13 feet back south. And it carries down, and then on the very back bottom end of the property, he's taken that. The lot size stays the same for me and for him. We're just adjusting the front and back so I can have a driveway that I can get stuff in and out of.
Well, after all he's been through, it's good to hear that he's working with his neighbor. So I'm very, yeah, very glad to hear that. So
it was quite a show.
Now you want to go?
No, you had your chance. Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second, and I've got a specific motion that I need to read, so I'll try to do this one correctly. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ025-022 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Bee Creek Poolside Retreat LLC and Bee Creek Estates LLC for the parcels located at 1364 and 1394 Bee Creek Road, Branson, Missouri, parcel numbers 08-5.0-21-00-001-014.001 to be rezoned to all of Lot 1 to R1 Zoning District and all of Lot 2 to NR1 Zoning District in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. So October 21st, 9 a.m.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
Appreciate
you very much
it.
For your time.
All right, we didn't lose anyone with the first two. Now we're going to get to the fun stuff. So we're past the two rezones. Now we're to conditional use permits, which we do have the authority to approve or deny. So we'll move on to the first CUP, 2025-011.
Okay, like Howard said, 2025-011, L.C. Tilley, the subject property is located at 608 McBride Road, Pro Tem, Missouri, Big Creek Township, Section 8, Township 21, Range 17. The Tilleys are seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for a single-family home for nightly rental use. Located at 608 McBride Road, Branson, Missouri, parcel number Howard Ritter. So the property is currently zoned A1 Agricultural District. As per the Taney County Assessor's, subject property is 120 acres with a single family home and a shed on it. It's more like a barn, it's a large structure. The property is served by a private well and on-site septic for wastewater. All right, so it's way over here. So here's Kirbyville. You kind of cruise on all the way over and go down 125, and way down here in the corner, I tried to grab a town and it together, which was kind of tough, but I got it. A little bit closer on 125, you turn, you go south on McBride. Here's the barn structure and the houses right in there. A little closer, there's the home, the barn. It's a big parcel, a lot of land. Scott told me that at the end of the road, there's like a lot of fishing and stuff on the Bull Shoals there. So
yeah.
He was excited about it. So a little closer again, house again. We got some pictures the applicant sent me, so I've got a few for you. They sent a few right at 5. I didn't get those, but I got some for you. There's the barn. Zoning, so you got the conservation district here in the hash marks. They're A1, and most of them around there. There's some rural residential down here below them towards the lake. There is a picture of the house and the barn. And let me flip over with that.